Russia moves to further insulate itself from the impact of sanctions. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Credit ratings agency Fitch has again slashed its rating on Russian bonds, warning an imminent debt default is likely. It comes as Russia's war in Ukraine enters its 14th day and as countries and companies continue to cut ties with Moscow. Russia has made new moves to try to mitigate the impact of unprecedented economic sanctions. The central bank has stopped some foreign currency sales for 6 months. A presidential decree was signed to restrict trade in some goods, and only very limited trading in financial markets is being allowed. The BBC's Jenny Hill is in Moscow. She explains the impact of sanctions so far on ordinary Russians.
Russians can see for themselves how the country is becoming increasingly isolated. You know, if you walk into a shopping center here, you can see Western stores with the shutters down. We know well over 200 companies have pulled out. And now we're seeing major Western brands announcing that they're shutting up shop in Russia. It's Coca-Cola, L'Oreal, Starbucks, big Western brands, and McDonald's, which is pretty iconic for many Russians because they saw it as a symbol, if you like, of a new relationship with the West when it first opened up here in the early 90s when the Iron Curtain came down. People queuing, we're told, for hours to get their first taste of a sort of Western strawberry milkshake.
So how much are people in Russia really feeling the economic impact of all of this? Are there severe consequences yet?
I don't think people are really feeling the deep economic hardship that most analysts predict will come in time. Difficult to predict how long it's going to take. Of course, people are going to be losing their jobs now that these Western firms are pulling out. There's still not clarity over some firms, it's reported, might actually keep paying their employees for a little while. We're not sure. I think some supermarkets actually are restricting how much people can buy to try and stave off panic buying. And bear in mind, too, that Vladimir Putin controls very carefully what people see, read, and hear. So if you read a state-controlled paper, you're going to see statements like, this is going to hurt the West more than it's going to hurt us.
The BBC's Jenny Hill for us in Moscow. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
To Venezuela now, where two former executives of U.S.-based refinery company Citgo have been released. It comes as the Biden administration looks to improve relations with the country and persuade President Nicolas Maduro to distance himself from his long-term ally, Russia. The BBC's Leonardo Rocha has more on that story.
The two businessmen were part of a group of six former executives of Citgo, the Venezuelan government company based in Houston. They were controversially jailed after the U.S. imposed sanctions on the government of President Maduro in 2019 for alleged electoral fraud. But the Russian invasion of Ukraine seems to have produced an improbable thaw in U.S.-Venezuelan relations. Earlier on Tuesday, the head of Venezuela's oil industry association, Reinaldo Quintero, told the BBC that Venezuela could boost production and help the U.S. replace Russian crude exports.
I think we can reach 1.2 million barrels per day with the infrastructure we have.
This weekend, U.S. officials made a surprise visit to Caracas to discuss ways of bypassing the Venezuelan oil sanctions.
That's the BBC's Leonardo Rocha reporting there. After 3 days of declines, European stock markets have turned solidly higher today as the extreme volatility we've been seeing over the past 2 weeks continues. As we check the numbers now, benchmarks across Paris, Frankfurt, and Madrid are up in the 3.5% to 5% range. London's FTSE 100 is booking slightly more limited gains. It's up about 2.1% at this hour. Stocks across Asia, meanwhile, followed Wall Street lower. Benchmarks there closed down in the 0.1% to 0.9% range. Commodities have also been a huge focus over the last 2 weeks as prices have surged across the sector. Today, oil prices are bouncing between gains and losses after the U.S. and U.K. banned Russian oil. So far this year, meanwhile, wheat prices are up 62%, while soybeans and corn are up more than 25%. With critical raw materials for global supply coming from Russia, the BBC's Tamsin Ford takes a look at what impact moves away from Moscow will have on the world.
Since the Russian invasion, little is coming in or out of ports on the Black Sea.
Every night we hear sirens. This is not going to end anytime soon, and we are to feel the effect of this for many, many more years to come.
Ivana Dorochenko is on the outskirts of Kiev. She's a lawyer and an expert on the international grains and oilseeds market.
Our fields are being damaged by Russian tanks. Everything which is happening right now is going to affect our crops in 2022. 2023.
The war has brought the Black Sea ports to a virtual standstill. Farming has too.
My name is Andrei Sizov. I'm head of Sovicon. Ukraine mainly grows wheat in southern regions, which are heavily affected by war. So in many cases, I think farmers won't be able to apply fertilizer, which is likely to have a negative impact.
And this is all having an effect on food prices. The biggest impact will be felt on the food security of poorer grain-importing countries. Wandile Silobo is the chief economist of the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa in Pretoria.
Some of us in Africa, for example, we rely by also physical supplies that are coming from these countries. Over time, depending on the length and the severity of this war, then you could begin to see that there will be some shortages of shipments that will come to the African continent.
With half of the World Food Programme's grains coming from Ukraine, it says this war will also have a significant impact on global humanitarian food distribution. I'm the BBC's Tamsin Ford for Marketplace.
As always, stay with us for the very latest market moves and updates on the economic fallout from the war in Ukraine. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.